Sup guys, back at it once again with another pre-recorded live stream. In this particular one, we're gonna be touching on my thoughts of the Tucker Carlson / Vladimir Putin interview and what you actually need to know. So I understand that I think it was like less than a week ago, Tucker Carlson actually went to Russia and interviewed Vladimir Putin, which I think is probably one of the coolest things and bravest things that anybody could really do, especially in a time like this. Now, for those who don't know who Tucker Carlson is and why I'm actually covering this, is Tucker Carlson is basically an American. He's a conservative journalist. And basically what he does is, he kind of does, conservative media interviews, more so in reference to the freedom of speech. Now, I'm not a fan of Tucker Carlson by no way, form, or fashion. I'm not a fan of, not all conservative people, but I think this interview was highly, highly needed. I'm not going to stream the whole entire interview. That's for you guys to go watch yourself. But I want to actually give you guys some takeaways, because I know a lot of people like the whole entertainment aspect of content and a lot of other things. But a lot of people are not really paying attention to what's actually going on in the world. One of the key takeaways that I will note in this particular interview is I'm gonna show you guys like a website, because now prepping for this video is actually pretty kind of complicated, because it's a ton of media outlets that are like very biased when it comes to this particular interview, rather than just stating, what Putin actually said in the 2-hour interview, which is really crazy to me, honestly. Now, me personally, I don't think Putin is an evil dictator, ruler, or whatever, but I also don't live in Russia. And two, I also believe in minding my own business as well, too. But with that being said, some of the things that I think people should take note within this 2-hour interview was that Putin isn't, of course, done with the war in Ukraine. And if anything, what I personally think, after watching the full interview and him giving the whole rundown of why he invaded Ukraine and the history of Ukraine, I honestly think that Putin believes that the U.S. is using Ukraine to basically fight a war against Russia, and that's why we keep funding them. And I actually 100% agree. I believe that the United States has been at war with Russia for years, and we've just been using other people to go to war with other nations. Just how I honestly believe that every time Israel goes to war, we're sending them weapons and stuff, weapons of mass destruction and whatnot. I believe that we're pretty much doing the same thing. We fund other countries to go to war with other countries because we don't want to send our troops. And that, what's crazy is Putin actually mentioned that the war in Ukraine would have been ended if America would stop sending Ukraine weapons, etc. Now, from what I call it, I 100% agree with Putin that for the most part, the U.S. is basically using Ukraine, if anything, to go to war with Russia. That's why we keep sending them weapons and money. Number two would be he sought out to undermine Americans' faith in democracy. Now, one thing that I will say is Putin is a very, very, very smart, intelligent person, and I'm pretty sure he did a lot of preparation before doing this particular interview. He definitely mentioned how Americans don't even believe as much in the democracy and the political climate and the political leaders than other countries do. So if you go to a place like, you know, Russia or a place like the Middle East, often a lot of people that you come across day to day on the street will say that they will say that they believe in who their political leader is. Not necessarily if they're right or wrong, but they actually have some sort of opinion, or they can't state it publicly. But for the most part, a lot of people have support into their particular leaders. What Putin stated was that most Americans don't want nothing to do with this upcoming election. They don't want anything to do, and they don't have any faith in the whole democracy that America is trying to push. Three is, now I'm not going to speak on, you know, Kremlins, because I don't really know too much about that. So we'll say Putin continues his Elon Musk charm offensive. Now, I do, he did speak briefly on Elon Musk and the advancements of AI. And I definitely think that when it comes to Elon Musk is definitely somebody who's light years ahead of the game when it comes to technology. And I do definitely agree with Putin when he stated that there needs to be somebody in Elon's corner to kind of pique his interest, to kind to not offend his ego, but to definitely take note of what AI and technology that he's developing can do in the future. He spoke a lot on the ability for humans to create superhumans nowadays. And he's saying, overall, none of this is going to end well. Which I 100% agree. None of this shit is going to end well at all. And the only way, you know, to put a stop on it or put, you know, a semi-control on it is to basically say that, it's to basically have somebody who's able to pique his interest and to basically, you know, give him some game without offending him. And then one of the things that kind of trips me out is that there was a journalist a couple years ago, Evan Jurskovic, to where Tucker Carlson mentioned that he asked him, does Putin ever plan on letting him go? And Putin's response was, not really, but they're open to communication or to prisoner exchange. Putin in Russia sees him as a spy, but he was really a reporter who was working for the American Wall Street Journal. Now, the problem that I have with America and this particular guy is the fact that it's crazy how Brittany Griner, a basketball player, went over there, got caught up for having weed in the particular country. But this guy has been there longer than Brittany Griner and is still over there. Nobody has raised concerns about going to go get him like they did Brittany Griner. Nobody's really heard from him since, which is really crazy. So I'm not necessarily mad at Putin actually locking him up and pulling him in prison. Now, I do think it's wrong. But, you know, you go over there playing in those type of waters, you know, you really can't be surprised at what is to come. But, yeah, like, so me personally, I don't think he's coming home anytime soon. Honestly, the United States government doesn't even look like they care about Evan Gershkovic or bringing him back home like they did Brittany Griner, which is really crazy to me how they brought Brittany Griner back before they brought him back. Like, it's crazy. And the next point that I do want to make to you guys is that Putin says that, you know, the U.S. and Russia channels of communications remain open. But if anything, the way I look at it, the way I look at this particular interview is basically Putin basically comes from the standpoint that America doesn't want this war to particularly end. If anything, they want this war to end with Russia being defeated. America does not want Russia to win this war in no way, form, or fashion, because America is essentially fighting Russia through Ukraine, basically like throwing a rock and hiding your hand with it. So I'm not saying I'm 100% against it, but I get it. It's a, you know, pretty smart and strategic war tactic. I don't necessarily agree with it, but hey. Now, what I will say is, if anything, this interview is definitely going to shake up the game, you know, when it comes to journalists as a whole, like for an, and I really, if I do feel some type of way that a lot of the European countries have now banned Tucker Carlson after doing this particular interview. I think the interview was highly needed, whether you agree with Putin or not. I think the interview was highly needed and definitely give Americans some form of transparency when it does come to politics in the left. Politics in, well, I guess that would be considered the east of Eastern world. Because a lot of media, you know, and that's another thing Putin mentioned. He mentioned that a lot of the media is controlled by the United States media. United States pretty much controls a lot of the world media, especially heavily in the West. So they don't really have, you know, an outlet to speak how they necessarily feel without people twisting their words and whatnot. So from what I've heard from the particular interview, Putin seems like a nice, wonderful, well-reasoned, well-spoken guy, and he's open to communications with coming to terms with ending the particular war in Ukraine. But I think that there definitely is a narrative that the United States is definitely trying to push when it comes to this particular war and actually ending the war. But, and then the last thing I do want to mention is there's a particular bombing in this place called Nord Stream, which is in Russia, where pipes were blown up. And Tucker asked Putin who do he think was responsible for it. And he said that the CIA was responsible for it, which further leads me to believe that, for the most part, Russia is a lot smarter than most people think in the West, and that Putin and Russia 100% know what's going on when it comes to America's tactics of war that they try to do, basically throwing a rock and hat in their hand. So that's something that I think America, the American government, definitely needs to take heed of and definitely to tighten up, you know, because Putin seemed like one of them guys who's playing. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about this particular video. Let me know if you guys want me to do more reviews on politics and things that's actually going on in world news rather than, you know, just purely entertainment. But yeah, make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share. Give me a review if you listen to this on any of the podcast platforms. Peace.